Hello, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, James O'Keefe has a major announcement and reflections from the front lines at UC Davis, the day after Davis. Very important. I want to just brag on our team at Turning Point USA. Our team at Turning Point USA, they're the front lines. They do an unbelievable job. There is no more important organization than Turning Point USA in America. If you feel compelled to support us, tpusa.com. We're now at Blexit. We got all sorts of things happening. We are the center of the movement. I believe Turning Point USA is the life force of the movement. I've said that for a while, and I believe it to be true. Go to tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That is Charlie Kirk Show. And as always, you can email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Yesterday was quite the event at University of California, Davis. It went viral as the Antifa stormtrooper terrorists did everything they possibly could to try to gain entry into the building. Violent intimidation, outright assault, pepper spray, throwing of projectiles. I do want to praise the police. They were wonderful. They were excellent. They were disciplined. They did a fabulous job in Davis, California, and they deserve to be thanked. And that is a tough, tough job up against these terrorists. I also want to thank our Turning Point USA staff and team. We have the greatest team in the movement. We really do. They fight so hard. They put themselves in danger every day. And, you know, we get emails, Charlie, oh, you know, there's no hope. You want to see hope? Go to a Turning Point USA event. We have several coming up next week, Rutgers, LSU, Ohio State University. But we're going to put all of that aside because we have something actually much more important to talk about today. We're going to lead today on the Ides of March. Beware the Ides of March, as Shakespeare wrote, with someone who was, quite honestly, treated very terribly, not dissimilar to that of Julius Caesar. But he is rising like the phoenix, and he has a very, very big announcement for us today, and that is James O'Keefe. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, Charlie. Great to be back with you.
So, James, I understand you have an announcement for our audience. First, tell us how you're doing. Give us whatever backstory you can about this hellish whirlwind of the last month, and then share the announcement with our audience.
Well, as I said, about 3 weeks ago, I'm starting anew, and we've just launched today our new venture. We're calling it O'Keefe Media Group, OMG. I've assembled a team of some of the top journalists in the world, and we have our website, which should be live. It should be live actually right now if you just go to O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. And what we're doing, Charlie, is we're going to be sending cameras into the hands of hundreds of people. We're going to be creating a citizen army of journalists because so many people have reached out to me over the last month after what has happened, after the Pfizer story and all the aftermath. So we are going to put these cameras into the hands of people. And if you go on the website, you can subscribe to this platform, which we're going to be releasing stories as I have. But we're also going to be, you're going to be able to buy a camera, sponsor a camera, and put it into the hands of people throughout the country as we create this army for truth. So this website is just launched actually like a few minutes ago. So you're getting an exclusive breaking news story, Charlie, on this.
It's amazing.
So thank you for your support. And hope people sign up.
Yeah. And so the website is O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. I encourage everyone, contribute if you can. Here, and look, I'm going to editorialize here, James. You could say whatever you want. James was treated terribly over the last month. And James has done heroic work for the last decade and has put real points on the board, has really put the left on defense. And James is now being the entrepreneur and saying, you know what? We're going to keep on doing this work. We're going to do this investigative journalism, whether it be with Pfizer, whether it be DHS, whatever it might be. And we need to keep everybody in the audience right now. We need to give James the ammunition, metaphorical ammunition, to be able to fight these bad guys, okay? We got to be able to give him the support. We got to get behind him. And so, look, you can go there. It's O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. We're going to put this on all of our social and support him if you can, because I know a lot of you in our audience, James, we got over 1,000 emails of people that said, I'm no longer going to support Veritas. Understandable. Then support this. So, James, tell about the model. So now you're going to use the same proven strategy, the same tactics of the last decade, but now you're going to do it through a new venture. Explain more.
Yeah. So we have this video that as I'm on the air with you, it's being posted to our social media, but it's basically this explanatory video where we've received so many thousands of emails from people saying, how can I help? That's what everyone wants to know. What can I do? How can I help? So what you can do is subscribe to this website and actually sponsor, pay for a camera that we will put into the hands of the thousands of the people that have contacted me personally who want to go record abuse in their city hall, in their school board, wherever. So the model is not just going to be a tiny group of people. It's going to be thousands of people that we're going to train and equip on this website. We have stories that we're about to break, but the story today is the existence of this website. Where I'm going to be hosting classes. I'm going to be doing seminars on journalism around the country. And we are going to create an army of thousands of people. They have awakened a sleeping giant. I knew they were going to come after me in every possible way, Charlie. You know, through the years, it's been defamation, arrests, the FBI, being thrown out of the organization I founded. I knew they would try to ruin the reputations of the people who did this. It's not surprising to me. But in response, they have awakened a sleeping giant. And the millions of people with all the goodwill out there who want to do something, well, this is the answer. I've assembled, again, a team of about a dozen elite journalists that are currently working for me. And we are going to do, we are going to create an army of citizen journalists the likes of the world has never seen before.
So look,
O'Keefe Media Group,
while we're on hashtag right OMG. Now, while we're on right now, I'm going to become a supporter. And because I believe so firmly in what you do, James. And look, I don't say this lightly, everybody. We got to get James up and running. Got to get him the staff. Got to get him the support. The movement is lost without James O'Keefe putting points on the board. But James, can you just, and I know you got to be careful because there's pending legal stuff and all this, but can you just give us some depth into how you are doing, how you're holding up? Because this has not been an ideal month for you. And we've received thousands of emails from our audience praying for you, asking how to support, asking what they can do. The people are worried about you personally. How are you holding up? Just walk us through all of that.
Well, thank you for, and by the way, thanks to everyone out there who's watching this and listening. It has been quite a journey. For the last 14 years, I have been through a number of things that have prepared me for this. I mean, I was on effective house arrest for 3 years. I was on federal probation for something I didn't do back in 2010. The meteoric rise of the Acorn Story with Andrew Breitbart. Remember that one, Charlie, in 2009.
I
met you shortly thereafter, you know, where Congress defunded, the highs and lows of my life. Two federal jury trials in 3 years. The jury trials, federal court, defamation, the likes of which people can't even fathom. So those things were ostensibly worse than what I just went through in that I've been through a lot and my colleagues have been through a lot. So I'm personally doing fine. I will say that I've seen so much support. My phone, I probably got 5,000 text messages in a week. And from everyone I've ever known, really, in any way, acquaintances, friends, supporters,
that's
sources. So it was very heartwarming. It was painful, I guess, for a few days. But what I drew from this experience was all the gratitude and goodwill that has been created from this movement. And I mean this. O'Keefe Tips at Proton Mail. I got like 5,000 people saying, hey, I'm going to go buy a camera and record because
that's
of what
amazing.
Just happened. So I view this as a resilient opportunity. I think the future is very beautiful. And I'm excited about today. I'm excited about tomorrow. And I'm excited to break the next few stories. I'm very forward-looking, Charlie. I'm not interested in looking backward. I never really paid much attention to board composition or that sort of thing. I was focused on building a movement and building an organization. And that's what I'm going to continue to do.
So I'm helping the audience find the website because some people are typing into Google. So you got to type in it as a URL, right? And it's up because our team just did a $20 a month. So we're Charlie Kirk Show is becoming $20 a month supporter of your media group.
James. First.
All right. I think we are we're a founding member, right?
And
we're going to get a lot of other people to do this. Okay. And it is O'Keefe. So that is O-K-E-E-F-E, mediagroup.com. If you have any questions, we're linking it on our Twitter, on our Getter, on our Truth, on all of it. And as somebody who's in the trenches, literally yesterday at UC Davis, I have infinite respect for the grit, the hustle, the results that James O'Keefe has produced. And now our audience, we all need to step up, everybody. Give James the support he needs so he can hire the staff, he can onboard people, he can get the material so that we can keep on exposing these cockroaches that have done such damage to our country. Look, America's in big trouble. We got bank collapses. We got pending food shortages. We got big problems. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. Stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit, and you'll also get $200 worth of survival supplies as a free bonus. You'll need these supplies when things fall apart or the grid goes down or anytime you might have to fend for yourself. To see everything that you'll get, go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your $200 bonus gift comes free with each 3-month emergency food kit you order. That is MyPatriotSupply.com. Chaos is everywhere. The clock is ticking. You're 9 meals away from anarchy. Check this off your list and sleep better, knowing your family won't suffer if the worst case scenario happens. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That is MyPatriotSupply.com and score free shipping as well. That is MyPatriotSupply.com. Your $200 bonus gift comes free with each 3-month emergency food kit you order. That way, everybody in your family can be prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com. James, we're receiving a lot of emails. By the way, if any of you, there's no excuse, if you can't find his website, you do know how to email me, freedom@charliekirk.com. James, I just responded to 20 people in the break. Here's the link, here's the link, here's the link, here's the link. And there's a little debate going on here, James. Because Jackie claims she's the first one. She did $200 a year. She said $20.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, we might have a question of who was actually the first one. But I just want to reemphasize this. Look, I could go through almost every place of darkness in the country, okay? And James O'Keefe has exposed them, whether it be Pfizer, whether it be the border, whether it be schools, whether it be Jan Schakowsky's husband. James plays offense in this. And so, James, just to repeat this, and again, the website is right up on the screen. You guys see it? Just type it in, O-K-E-E-F-E, mediagroup.com. Just follow it right there, O'KeefeMediaGroup.com. James, just talk about the model. You're now going to empower hundreds of citizen journalists, and you're going to keep the energy, the success, the tactics, the grit from Veritas, and now it's going into this beautiful new venture. Talk more about that.
Yeah, I think there's so many people that want to be a journalist, and rather than just empower a couple of people or hire, 20 people, we want to create an army of thousands. Like, I want to get cameras in the hands of thousands of people. And I mean, think of this like Uber for journalism.
Yes.
You know, we're going to have people everywhere, in every school board, every city council office. Even as I sat here right now, I got another Pfizer source contact me actually with some more information, which will hopefully be breaking in the next day or two. You have to have ethics. You have to have integrity in journalism. We've known journalism is broken for a long time now. And it's very important to equip people with the right technology and the right sort of journalism ethic to go out and do this sort of work. And I think a lot of people would do it for free. I mean, I tweeted the other day, hey, go on Amazon and buy these cameras. And I got a few dozen people do that. And so we're going to help you do that. This model is a subscription-based model. So all the people that ask, how can I support James, you and your small team you have right now, subscribe to the website. It's $20 a month or something like that. Subscribe. If you want to pay for one of our better cameras, it's about, $1,000 for these cameras. There's a subscription option to pay the $1,000 that will buy a camera that I will put into the hands of one of the sources that is talking to me. So if you want to help me right now, the way to do it is to go on this website. It's OMG, oh my gosh, hashtag O'KeefeMediaGroup.com.
Yes.
Subscribe, get us some assets, get us some cameras, and we'll equip the thousands of people who are contacting me right now who want to be engaged.
Yeah. And look, this is a big thing, right? Because the movement We need to push back against all these forces of darkness. And one of our great opportunities, James, you talked about for a while, is the everyday grassroots activists, the moms, the dads, the students, the people on campus, you know, and you're basically saying we want to democratize this. And I want to just encourage you, James, and commend you for your spirit and for how you're not giving up because you've been treated so terribly. And I know you don't look back, but this is an important element, right? It's part of the story. It's part of the narrative. But James, you tweeted something or you put something on one of your social medias about the Ides of March. Is there a reason you're deciding to do this today?
It is kind of ironic, isn't it? I mean, you know, Shakespeare, the Ides of March have come. It is March 15th. So, you know, something always interesting happens on the Ides of March in my life. And the major announcement, it's kind of, isn't it kind of fitting that I was thrown out of the organization I founded just a week after the biggest story about Pfizer some month ago. About this guy talking about mutating the virus. And listen, I think journalism, ethics is so important in journalism. Doing the right thing, having backbone, having people who are fearless, having people with integrity. It's a rare thing in this world to find people who both A, are fearless, and who B, have integrity. That's character. And I have seen a lot of darkness. I've seen a lot of evil in my life. Even recently, but I will also say that I've seen a lot of good. I've seen a lot of people reach out to me saying, I will, they're inspired by this. Okay. Mm-hmm. In fact, Debbie, the woman that used to be worked for you, Charlie, she started her first Turning Point chapter, yep, at University of Illinois. Debbie went on the stage at CPAC. She was one of the two Pfizer whistleblowers, one of the two Pfizer people that I work with. And she went public inspired by what has happened. So, what I take from this experience is finding the people with integrity and backbone and fearlessness. We got to record. We got to create an army of exposers. That's the only thing that will, I think, help our society. That's the only way forward. And that's what I intend to do. So if you want to support me, you can subscribe to this website, get us some technology, get us some cash so we can pay our journalists. Yes. And things going.
I am financially supporting him. You should too, if you're able to. I know inflation's crushing a lot of people, but if you can do it, it's a moral good for America. James, we love you. Keep fighting. O'KeefeMediaGroup.com.
Thanks,
Charlie. Support him, everybody. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell with MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. That's right. You heard me. MyPillow 2.0. When Mike Lindell, great American patriot, invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. But now 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes it even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has a patented adjustable fill on the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread. For exclusive listeners, the MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one free offer with promo code Kirk and get your best sleep ever. MyPillow 2.0 temperature regulating technology is 100% made in America and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to buy one and get one free offer. Enter promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425 to get your MyPillow 2.0 now. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Check it out.
So last evening, it was quite a night. It shouldn't have been as chaotic as it was. One of the reasons why the tensions were so high, one of the reasons why the people felt they had to try to bust down doors and break windows to try to gain entry into our event and threaten our attendees and spray paint and vandalize and throw projectiles is because the leader of the university went out of his way to lie about me, went out of his way to lie about Turning Point USA. The chancellor of the university, Gary May, made a speech yesterday while we were doing our program ahead of our appearance. Now, he did this also in concert with the Sacramento Bee, where a quote-unquote journalist organization, the Sacramento Bee, said in a libelous way, in a slanderous way, in a defamatory way, where the Sacramento Bee tweeted out, quote, Charlie Kirk has called for the lynching of trans people, a comment that should warrant the cancellation of his speaking engagement at UC Davis. I never said that. I've never said anything close to that. Not in the same universe, not in the same galaxy. Never thought that. I've never suggested it. It is a complete and total fabrication. It is a lie. But they take something I said, which was a segment with Riley Gaines, who was exposed in a locker room, exposed to male genitalia by Thomas, the swimmer from University of Pennsylvania. And then some trans activist goes on Twitter and says, Charlie Kirk is calling for the lynching of trans people. And they didn't even bother to watch the video. I've never said it. This person is named Aaron Reed. So then that lie goes on the internet, seen by 6 million people. We respond, but nobody cares. The Sacramento Bee doesn't even bother to watch the video. They repeat the lie. And then the chancellor of the university, Gary May, who should be fired and he should be indicted and arrested for inciting violence. And that's what happened. The violence yesterday is directly connected with him as the chancellor of UC Davis lying about me and firing up the shock troops. The Sacramento Bee then, after the riots, decided to go with correct. So Sacramento Bee comes out this morning and they say some trans activists on social media extrapolated from Kirk's comments that he said trans people to be lynched, an accusation the Bee repeated. But a review of the video shows that Kirk never advocated for trans people to be lynched. Oh, really, Sacramento Bee? In fact, he strongly denies the accusation. It's not an accusation. It is a lie. There is no accusation. It is a fabrication. These notes have been added to the column, and the Bee regrets its comments, and we apologize for any misunderstanding this earlier version may have caused. So the Sacramento Bee is now apologizing to me, but it's too late. Let me tell you why. Because all the Antifa shock troops were going there with weapons thinking that I was going to give a speech calling for the lynching of trans people. So the Sacramento Bee lies, the chancellor lies, they go in the streets, and praise God nobody was seriously hurt. People could have been hospitalized. People could have been seriously, really, I mean, have life-threatening injuries, which we see far too often with Antifa because these lies are able to spread. But the chancellor doesn't care. So here was the chancellor who, instead of using his leadership authority to clarify the record, the chancellor could have come out and said, look, I don't like Charlie Kirk. I don't like what he has to say, but I want to make sure all the protesters out there are clear about what you're protesting. There is an internet rumor out there that says that Charlie wants trans people to be lynched. That's not true. Protest him, but also know that you might be angry about something that is actually not true. Instead, he repeats the lie, he leans into the lie, and he also violates what I believe to be First Amendment chancellor public-funded neutrality, where he is cheering for the downfall of our event. And you better believe we are entertaining a menu of legal options for how sloppy, how reckless, and how slanderous these people handled this yesterday. Play cut 51 of the chancellor at UC Davis, who, by the way, earns over $800,000 a year. How many of you in the audience could use an $800,000 a year salary? He gets $800,000 a year to lie about speakers that could turn the campus into a war zone. All the violence that happened yesterday was because of his lack of leadership. Play cut 51.
Many of you have reached out to me and others regarding tonight's event organized by the Registered Student Organization, Turning Point USA, or TPUSA, at UC Davis. Thank you for sharing your distress at a student group hosting a speaker who is a well-documented proponent of misinformation and hate, and who has advocated for violence against transgender individuals. Under UC policy, campuses may not prohibit student organizations such as TPUSA from inviting these speakers, even if the speaker's intended speech is loathsome and hurtful to me and to others in our campus community. With respect to concerns related to violence, UC policy permits denial of requests if the speaker will present a clear and present danger to the campus. Our council also notes that there is a similarly heavy burden for criminal prosecution for incitement of violence. Please be assured that we are monitoring the event closely to determine if a threat or incitement develops that meets that threshold. We can't control how these groups operate, but we can work together to neutralize and negate their influence. So having to speak to an empty room would make a powerful statement.
Yeah, guess what? The room wasn't empty. We had nearly 1,000 people there, Gary May. And if you would have known anything about what we do at Turning Point USA, if your team would have had any commitment to the truth, you know what they would have done? They would have realized that, oh, wow, Charlie Kirk at his events invites people who disagree with him to go to the front of the question line and have uninterrupted mic time where they could say anything. They could troll me. They could make fun of me. They can question me. They can cross-examine me. They could do whatever they want. But he wouldn't say that. He doesn't actually want to be committed to the truth. This is an ideologue. This is pure and simple slander and defamation. UC Davis said in a statement after the event that one police officer was injured during the incident. This chancellor is responsible for that. Why did has the chancellor denounced any of the violence yesterday, any of the intimidation, any of the pepper spraying, the projectiles thrown at attendees, the doxing? You see, this is the playbook. They smear you. They don't correct the smear because they know that it's going to increase the temperature of the shock troops. They know that it's going to increase the violence. And you might say, oh, Charlie, come on, how bad was it? Play cut 57 of them literally breaking into windows trying to gain access into the event. Play cut 57. Is that a peaceful protest? Is that a peaceful demonstration? Elon Musk doesn't think so. Elon Musk tweeted last evening, this is not a peaceful protest. And it's not. But this was encouraged by the chancellor. This was encouraged by the Sacramento Bee. They wanted this to happen. At every opportunity, they had a chance to de-escalate. These are the same people, by the way, that use, it's not a perfect analogy, but it's kind of how they handle the Ukraine-Russia stuff. They're always trying to incite. They're trying to increase the conflict. These people in a leadership role could have said, guys, okay, you might not like Charlie. He has some strong opinions, but we love our campus. Let's not destroy it. Let's not smash windows and assault police officers. And No, because that would require doing something that the left refuses to do, which is to tell the truth. And I have repeatedly said under great criticism from people that college campuses are islands of totalitarianism. The police officers did a fabulous job. There were 120 of them. 120 police officers. So I could go and give a short speech about free speech and allow people who disagree with me to go to the front of the line. Is that the country we want to live in, everybody? Let's play cut 58, please. Those are a couple of the people that were doing graffiti, and those people were arrested by the police officers. Two people were arrested and taken to Yolo County Jail for allegedly painting graffiti on an exterior wall of the University Credit Union where the event was held. There's not been a single arrest for the glass breaking, and one police officer sustained injuries last evening that we know of. We pray that that police officer is okay. College campuses have become unrecognizable, but the leaders themselves of the colleges are complicit. From the throwing of eggs to pepper spraying or the melee clubs and the Sacramento Bee, they're also responsible. So they answer the question to many of you, and I would love your thoughts. Do you think I should sue over this? Because, boy, we're looking at some lawfare options here. I don't care if they retracted or any of that. That does not save them completely. There was damage done. There were people hurt. There was violence that occurred because of the material lies that you told about me. I'm not going to put up with that. I'm sure we're going to learn a lot in discovery. You know, sometimes they say, well, Charlie, how can you prove damages? I can easily prove damages. Look at the violence that occurred. Look at the danger that people were put in unnecessarily because of what the chancellor did, because of what the Sacramento Bee did. And despite the fact that we emailed them, while this was ongoing, the reporter for the Sacramento Bee was repeating the lies on the ground because these reporters did not bother to actually watch the video that was actually inciting the video that they said that they were mad about that was quote-unquote inciting the violence there. They've never heard me speak for more than 5 minutes. In fact, when I gave my speech last evening, there were liberals that came up like, wow, you're a lot calmer than I thought you were. Like, wow, you're a lot more reasonable than you thought. Yeah, you're being lied to by everybody around you. The entire university is lying to you. That's all the left has, is institutional lies. They are not able to allow the truth to get out. And isn't it telling that UC Davis gets 4 years of uninterrupted indoctrination? And they're worried that I'm going to speak for an hour and 15 minutes. 4 years, hour, 15 minutes. They know our ideas are persuasive. They know the power of heterodox thinking. This is Stalinist type stuff. Cut 56, one of the students came in and said, why do you call them terrorists? And we put him in his place. Play cut 56.
So as someone who claims to be such a bastion of freedom of speech, why do you call the protesters outside terrorists?
Terrorist definition is a person who uses unlawful violence and intimidation, especially against civilians, in the pursuit of political aims. Did they do that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. They're smashing windows. They're assaulting police officers. I don't think so. I mean, it's not like these people are so unbelievably brainwashed. But they know the power that the truth holds. And I hope that for those of you that are watching at home, for those of you that might say, Charlie, what can I do? Forget me. Put me aside. Do what our Turning Point kids are doing. Do what the 18 and 19-year-olds that are involved at Turning Point USA every day on the front lines. Do what they're doing. They're putting their reputation, their name on the line. You know, I get emails from people, well, Charlie, it's really hard to be a conservative at my job. You think it's easy for our Turning Point kids to do this? They get followed on campus, threatened every single day. And of course, the university does nothing about it, does nothing. They couldn't care less. But it was a message yesterday. It was a clear message that was sent to Antifa, to the radical terrorists on the street, to the professor, by the way, who also was inciting this. A professor, by the way, who doesn't get ridiculed by the university chancellor. Can I read some quotes here from the professor at University of California, Davis, UC Davis? So this is a professor at UC Davis, Joshua Clover, who's still a tenured professor, who said, police, quote, people think that cops need to be reformed. They need to be killed. That's a UC Davis professor. Oh, but I'm the problem coming on campus. UC Davis professor Joshua Clover says, I'm thankful that every living cop will one day be dead, some by their own hands, some by others, too many of old age. He says, quote, I hope it's uncontroversial to say Israel should be ended. Just some of his highlights. But somehow my visit to campus is about spewing misinformation and hate. This goes to show we are not dealing with classical liberals. We're dealing with Stalinists. We're dealing with Maoists. And the only way that we defeat them is we play offense. We got an email from somebody, Charlie, come on, you're kind of to blame because you go into liberal environments. That is the worst email I've received in quite some time. I'm going to go to every liberal college campus in America as long as there is a nation. You should not cower in fear because a bunch of petulant shock troops hit to the street to try to say, I don't like your ideas, and they're incited by lies by their chancellor. No, no, no. We're only going to do more of this at Turning Point USA. We're going to go to more campuses. We're going to start more chapters. We're going to sue more of these maniacs that say these things about us. We only win by moving forward, by playing offense. Too many of these groups talk a good game and they don't do anything. What does Turning Point USA do? We go into the most tyrannical, totalitarian, and consequential cultural environments in the country, and we win, and we put the losers on defense. That's why they have to lie about us. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.